Holy Spirit is supposed to be like gentle and, you know, like a wind, like a breeze in a field. Well, no, but like surely he's supposed to be quiet.
He's human, and he's a really kind of powerful. He's obviously male. So,
yeah, yeah.
So he's a powerful person. He's like really strong and powerful compared to your gentle breeze.
Okay, right. Okay, God's strong and powerful. Yeah. So why does the Holy hi guys, sorry, we're kind of, you interrupted, we're having a discussion, yeah, not an argument, a discussion.
I'm Matt, and this is Cherith.
I'm Cherith, hi. And ministry team, stick your hands up in the air, just wave to me please, ministry team. We've got a ministry team, but we're the kind of leaders. Yeah. And we're supposed to be doing a talk on the Holy Spirit, but as you can kind of see, we've kind of had a few disagreements about it. Because Matt here, he's saying that the Holy Spirit is something that's really strong and powerful and is going to, like, knock people over and is, like, consuming fire. But to be honest, that just scares me. Like, surely that's not from God if it's just so weird and scary, personally. Like, I think the Holy Spirit is supposed to be gentle and calm, like a still voice. Like, when you listen really quietly, that the Holy Spirit just comes and he's with you.
People around the world get filled with the Holy Spirit. They get knocked over with it. It's amazing power. They speak with tongues. And that's what it's.
Yeah, but how do you know that that's not something like weird and satanic? Like, how do you know that's from God if it's so?
There's only one way we can say this. I need four volunteers. Four male volunteers, please.
Yes,
one there.
Can I have three female volunteers? Come on, girls. Stick with me. Stick with me. I'll have you. Come on, girls. I need some girls. Yeah. Yeah. Come. Come to the front. Come to the front. Any more girls? Okay, Georgina, come. Come. Right, guys, what I need you to do, I need you to clear the room because we're going to have a game. And honestly, us girls are going to win. I think we're going to just beat your butt, boys. Matt, be afraid. Be very afraid. Everyone.
This game is called Blind Sheep. And I know it's a lame name, but I didn't have very long to invent the name. Basically, one of this team, one of the boys and one of the girls are going to be blindfolded, and they have to get from this end of the room to that end of the room where my lovely assistant Sam is holding a yummy box of chocolates for the prize.
We're going to win.
Yeah, we can win.
The rules of the game are you have to make your way through this supposed obstacle course that didn't really quite work out, but never mind. Listen to me. Guys, boys, you listening? You have to make your way to the end of the room. You're not allowed to touch anyone in this room or the chairs or anyone else. The two extra people in the teams, one of you is allowed to walk with your blind sheep. You're not allowed to touch them. And you're only allowed to say forward, back, left, right, and stop. Okay? But you have to whisper. Anyone that goes above a whisper is disqualified. The other person has to stand at that end of the room with the box of chocolates and can yell your directions to your blind sheep. The same words, left, right, forward, back, and stop, I think it was. And everyone else in this room can make as much darn noise as you want, cheering on the girls, obviously, girls. Let me hear you talking! All the boys! The team, the blind sheep that gets to the box of chocolates first, obviously wins the chocolates. And therefore, I think our debate, Matt, will be perfectly settled by that.
The boys are going to win.
No, the girls are going to win, clearly. Guys, can you move out the way in the box of chocolates?
Huh?
Esther, this is Esther, girls. She's cheering on Esther. Wait, come back. Okay, I think we're going to have to spin our blind sheep around.
Boys, lots of noise to put the girls off.
Just
back
the chocolates, yeah. So you're only allowed to walk off. Okay, on your marks. Get set, go. You can clearly see that us girls, we're like, okay guys, thanks very much, you can sit down, you can move back into the middle now. Thanks very much. Thank you, guys, shh. Move back into the middle. Be long. Quiet, guys, keep the noise down. No, honestly, look, you're joining into the game. You could see that us girls won, so clearly that means the Holy Spirit is good.
The game, so obviously you've made
Okay, guys. No. The Bible. That's a good idea. Matt, let's look at the Bible. Men, they're so useless, aren't they? I already brought some Bible verses, Matt, because I knew that you'd forget to bring your Bible. If anyone's got a Bible verse that I gave them, because I'm so organised as a woman, and clearly the best by far, could you guys, there's a number before your Bible verse, in the order I kind of want them read out. So could number one read us the Bible verse, and can everyone else just listen really quietly, because we're going to hear what the Bible says about the Holy Spirit first. The number one, go for it.
I tell you the truth. Anyone who has faith in me will do what I have been doing. He will even do greater things, because I am going to the Father. And I will ask the Father, and he will give me another counselor to be with you forever. The Spirit of truth. You know him, for he lives with you and will be in you.
Okay, so what verse is that? John 14, verse 12, and then 16 and 17.
So that explains my sort of point that the Holy Spirit, earlier I said, that came, it comes down into us and he lives in us. And it shows that with the Holy Spirit in you, you can do even greater things. He said, he will do even greater things because I go to the Father, you have received the Spirit of truth. So it shows with the Holy Spirit in us, we can do absolutely amazing things. Like, for instance, one day we maybe even lift the building up by the power of the Holy Spirit, but I'm sure not that's what he wants us to do.
Okay, fair enough. So the Bible says that the Holy Spirit is powerful and that he's...
Powerful.
Powerful. Fine. Gosh. Please, honestly. Can we have number two, please?
That's me. Okay. Again, Jesus said, peace be with you. That the Father sent me, I am sending you. And with that, he breathed on them and said, receive the Holy Spirit. John 20, verse 21.
So John 20, verse 21 to 22, clearly says that the Holy Spirit is from God, so nothing to fear, and that Jesus himself says that we are to receive the Holy Spirit, and that it's a good thing because it's from God. So, another point, I suppose, in your favour. Number three, guys, who's got number three? So that's Galatians 6, verse 18.
That shows us that we can really not do anything in our own strength. If you have any prayers or requests, they're all prayed to the Father. When you pray, you say, Dear Father or Dear Jesus. And they're all their prayers to the Father. And so by praying with the Spirit and in the Spirit, he will be able to answer all your prayers and requests. And he will do anything, absolutely anything you imagine to, as long as it's God's will and also part of God as well.
Okay, fair enough, point made. Number four, who's got number four for me? So that is Romans 8, verse 6. And that Bible verse just kind of clearly says that we are God's children, like through and through. And it says with the Holy Spirit, we can actually know that for truth right into our very souls. So the Holy Spirit is something so powerful and such a comforter and counsellor, and something that can be so quiet and peaceful as well, that he can speak into our very souls, telling us that we are children of God. Point in my favour, I think.
Is it Bible verse number five?
Number five.
But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy,
Okay, so Galatians 5, verse 22, 23, and 25.
Yeah, so basically, there's this amazing attribute. If you say, like, if I say I'm handsome, determined, and strong and powerful, those are my attributes. Those are the things that make me who I am. And the Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. I mean, those are amazing attributes to have. Can you imagine, like, if your sister is winding you up all the time, and you just need that extra patience just to keep on going? And if you, if there's someone who just really hates you, and as it says in the Bible, do to others as you have them do to you. If you can use the love the Spirit has, you can love other people just as much as God loves them.
Okay. Okay. I think, obviously, we can see from the Bible that there's just so much about the Holy Spirit. You can't sum them up in, you know, half an hour or whatever. But those verses just kind of clearly sum up, I think, the main points that we need to remember. The fact that the Holy Spirit is from God. He is part of God. And therefore, there is nothing to fear by him in the way of, like, his power being anything weird or satanic. And then I think we also clearly said, yes, Matt, I know you're going to rub it in my face, that the Holy Spirit is really powerful as well. That, like, through the Holy Spirit, when we have the Holy Spirit in us, we are able to do amazing things for God's glory. And that the power that comes from the Holy Spirit is also nothing to fear. And it's something that we can use to our advantage when we're, you know, going through everyday lives and things like that. I think we also learnt from those Bible verses that he is also, in my favour, the counsellor. He is the comforter. He is the person that comes to you when you're struggling the most, and he's the one that just wraps you up in the truth and in his love. And he's the one that can come to you when you're in the depths of despair, or when you're really stressed about an exam, or, you know, when you're just broken up with your boyfriend or whatever. He can come to you and he comforts you like no one else on this earth could, because he knows us through and through better than we know ourselves. And so I think we also need to remember that we can go to the Holy Spirit, who speaks to us to God on our behalf, that we can go to him and kind of get the advice we need, and it will be God's advice. It will be the right thing. And as we learned last week, making God's presence known to this generation is the statement that we want to stick by. And making God's presence is like making the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is God's presence here on earth. And we want to make God's presence known to this generation, not just in our schools, in our homes, in our churches, in our youth clubs, in our rugby club, everything. We want to make God known, and we can do that through the power of the Holy Spirit. I think that's another good point to remember.
The two things, basically, to sum up. Who is the Holy Spirit? The Holy Spirit is a person. It is not it. When you refer to the Holy Spirit, it's not like, oh, it was with me today, or he guided me. It guides me in what I wanted to do. It's a he. It's a person, because God, he's part of the Trinity. God, Father, and Holy Spirit. He's a person. So, and he's come, as it says in the Bible, he came down to earth after Jesus left, and it fills our whole body up with the Spirit, so that we.
Yeah, what do you mean the Holy Spirit's in us? Like, he fills us? That's just a bit weird, because surely you can't see the Holy Spirit. So, what do you mean by when you say he's in us? Because I don't want to be possessed, personally.
Well, let's say it in this way.
Sorry, just a random thought.
There's like three parts of our body, if you say it like this. There's our flesh, our spirit, and our soul. Before we accepted Jesus as our Lord and Saviour, our flesh ruled our body, and then our soul was dark, and our spirit was dead. When we accepted Jesus inside of us, the Spirit came alive.
Amen.
And now the Spirit rules our body.
Preach rock.
And now the Spirit tells the soul what to do, and the soul gets the flesh in line. So anything that's not against God's will, the Spirit tells it is wrong. And that's by the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit knows what's God's right, and so he knows what is sin, and he can tell you, you can just feel it, it's your instinct, that it's wrong. Amen. So that's really the same. The Spirit is inside us, because you can like feel his presence. He's also around us, because you can suddenly, wow, there's this shivering, or maybe a shuddering, or maybe this powerful wind that knocks me over. To know that he's here. Or he's inside me, it's the quiet, small, gentle voice, just to show that I need comfort and I'm there.
Okay.
And so how can we receive the Holy Spirit? Well, Jesus said, in 2 Corinthians 13 and 14, by the grace of the Father, his love of the Son, and by the fellowship of the Holy Spirit. So basically, all we need to do is we just need to pray to the Holy Spirit to come into our lives and to cut out any of the bad things inside us, and to start to guide us, to lead us. Like we saw in the game earlier, Owen and who was the other one?
Esther.
Esther. They couldn't see a thing. They symbolise us. They are in the natural world, while God and everyone else is in the supernatural world. So, as they were led, the Spirit was behind them, and God from a distance, because he's in heaven and we're on earth, shouting, come on, this way, but this way. Slowly, the the Spirit was guiding us to the prize, which is the kingdom. Mm-hmm. And so we can, by accepting the Spirit into our lives, we can, by accepting the Spirit to guide us and lead us, we can do what God wants to do.
Yeah, with receiving the Holy Spirit, I think a lot of us go to churches or youth groups who have heard in the past, the Holy Spirit's always been a bit of a dodgy subject, no one's really approached it. And you may think, well, how do I receive the Holy Spirit? Do I want to receive the Holy Spirit? Have I received the Holy Spirit in the past? Now, let me tell you this truth. You received the Holy Spirit into your lives the day you asked Jesus into your heart. Because with him came the Holy Spirit. He is always there. And so if you think of it like a glass of water that's full, like sometimes it can go, you know, a little bit goes down. And every now and again you want topping up. And the Holy Spirit's there constantly to top you up, to encourage you, to comfort you, to guide you. When you thought it's just your conscience speaking to you, that was probably the Holy Spirit just giving you a bit of a nudge in the right direction. So we've always got the Holy Spirit with us. But you can also kind of receive the Holy Spirit short term as well. You can receive him when you pray specifically to receive him, either for a healing or for, you know, peace or for comfort or for power. You know, if you want to show someone God's power, the Holy Spirit's power, you can ask that they receive the Holy Spirit. So like Matt was saying, all you got to do, you got to ask. You have to be willing to accept the Holy Spirit. You have to surrender yourselves to God. When you became a Christian, you gave your life to God. You said, well, can't do this on my own. Here you are. My life is in your hands, and I trust you with that. So that's also what you've got to do with the Holy Spirit. You have to trust him and give your life to him, and then he will come. When it says in the Bible, pretty much everyone knows the knock, and the door will be open to you. You've got to do that. You just got to knock. You just got to ask, and he will come. And like a very wise friend once said to me, if he comes knocking on your door, you've got to open the door, because there's not a door handle on his side of the door. So you have to be the one to make the choice to say, yes, I want you to come into my life. Long term, obviously, and short term, when you want to see the power of the Holy Spirit in your life. You know, and like Matt was saying, the Holy Spirit can come in big, powerful ways. And yeah, they can seem a bit scary and intimidating, but it's from God and it is awesome. So when the Holy Spirit comes, you may burst into hysterical giggles. And it's funny for everyone else watching it, but for you, it's a personal thing between you and God. You can cry quietly, you can cry hysterically, or sometimes the Holy Spirit really does come in those quiet and peaceful ways. You can just be sitting and you can be praying and suddenly you can be filled with peace in your heart about something that you've been struggling with, or you can be filled with warmth about something. You know, he comes in those little quiet moments and he comes in those big moments. And a big moment that I just want to share with you briefly, a quick testimony. I don't know if some of you guys know about Spring Harvest. It's a big Christian organized event that goes on once a year. Really cool. Search on the internet. Do go. It's worth going. Quite expensive though, really. But anyway, get your parents to pay for it. That's what they're there for. When I went to Spring Harvest one year, one of my friends was totally against the Holy Spirit. She claimed she was a Christian, but she said, no, that's just stupid. That's too powerful. I don't like it. I like to be a sit-at-home Christian twiddling my thumbs. I don't really want to be involved in anything else. And one time when we were worshipping, we were just singing, we were going for it, and I noticed that my friend, Becky, was just standing there, sobbing. And I went over and I kind of like comforted her and was just like praying for her and just saying, God, fill her with your Holy Spirit. Let's see you work today. Let's see you come in among us. And she went as rigid as a board, and she's quite a big girl, like bigger than me, so I wasn't quite prepared to catch her. And she went as rigid as a board and kaput, and actually landed on one of my really little friends, which wasn't very good. But thankfully no one died or got hurt. And Becky was just lying on the floor, and she was just, it was her soul just crying out to God and just receiving the Holy Spirit in such an amazing way. I was sitting there, this was only a couple of years ago, and I'd never seen the Holy Spirit work like this before. So I was like, whoa, God, this is kind of intense. And I was just praying. And after a few minutes, Becky sat up, dry-eyed, and she just looked around, and she was just like, wow. And she honestly had not got a clue what happened, but something, you know, something deeper than beyond our understanding had happened within her to do with her spirit and the Holy Spirit and her heart and everything that was plaguing her, bothering her, anything like that. It obviously all got sorted out because she sat up and she had the biggest grin on her face, honestly, ear from ear, not kidding. She was just so at peace. And she went, you know, preaching it, Holy Spirit, woo, let's go. But so you can have the Holy Spirit come to you in those big ways, and you do not need to fear it. But you also, you know, if you think, oh, I've been a Christian for like my whole entire life and I've never felt the Holy Spirit, you have. And sometimes we don't recognize it. Sometimes, you know, we don't hear it or we don't recognize the way he comes, but he comes. And if you're not recognizing it and you want to recognize it, just ask. Because if I was talking to Nathan at the back of the room at a whisper and he couldn't hear me, I'd just repeat myself louder and louder and louder until he heard me, particularly if I was telling him to do something. So, you know, just keep asking God, just keep going for it. That's really good. Also, why do we need to receive the Holy Spirit? It sounds pretty cool or pretty scary, but why? What is the point? Well, there are kind of hundreds of reasons why we should receive the Holy Spirit. One, because God says so in the Bible. He says it's good and we can pray in the Spirit. And he's kind of, the Holy Spirit is like our lifeline between us and God. And also, we can pray for him to come into us so we can survive this world. Because without God, without Jesus, without the Holy Spirit, we're kind of pretty much screwed at the end of the day when it comes to like making it through school, making it through, you know, home situations, church situations, best friend situations. We need the Holy Spirit. We need his power and his guidance, his wisdom and his peace for everyday little things and also for big things. If you're going on a missions trip with your family or you're praying for someone that is contemplating suicide or something like that, you need God big time, both of you do, and you need the Holy Spirit. So, you know, why we should receive the Holy Spirit, dig into the Bible. Honestly, open it up, pray and ask God which verses to look at, or come talk to one of us leaders because we can surely reel off a big list of things for you to look at. But it's such an awesome idea to ask God and to receive the Holy Spirit. And if you don't feel anything big and powerful and like shaking inside the first time you pray, don't worry. He's there. He's coming. You know, maybe it's just not appropriate moment in the middle of physics to collapse. Just an idea. So, you know, keep praying and keep receiving the Holy Spirit, guys. It's an awesome thing to do.
Okay, so I thought it would be just a good time now to have a time of prayer, a time for thanking God for the Holy Spirit that came down to earth. Otherwise, as Sheriff said, we'd be pretty screwed. Second thing, and I think we should also pray for the Holy Spirit to be moving in the school. I think it's important that not just we accept the Holy Spirit, but other people experience like the presence and the awe of the Holy Spirit as well. So
yeah, guys, I just want to say, if you don't want to pray with us, that's cool. You're more than free to leave and go and find some friends and stuff, but can you do it quietly? Because I really want to encourage you guys to just, you can sit quietly on your own and pray, you can get into a group, you can get with some friends, you can go find a leader, ask them to pray with you. But I do really encourage just a time of prayer and just a time of, if you're still confused about who the Holy Spirit is, just to say, don't know, please explain. And honestly, he will come and explain to you at some point, okay? So if we want to like break off into groups, or if people just want to sit quietly, or if